On a hill overlooking the twinkling lights of a city at night, spotlights illuminate chunky golden letters and numerals stacked on a raised plinth. 20th Century Fox, a News Corporation company. The colourful pages of a comic flick over rapidly. The title Marvel emerges in large white letters, which become clear and disappear to reveal a large planet hanging in dark space. Swirls of wispy broken cloud cover the mottled surface of the planet. Hazy patches, which appear to emanate from energy beneath the planet's crust, race across the surface, turning it an ominous, cindery grey. The planet begins to erupt, and fiery orange cracks rip through the surface. Great holes are blown out of the planet, which glows red hot beneath its charred surface. The planet recedes into space, losing more of its blackened crust to the searing fire beneath it. A silver meteor flies through space. Titles float up through a starry galaxy. 20th Century Fox presents, in association with Constantin Film and Marvel Studios, a 1492 Pictures Bernd Eichinger production. Set beneath the figure 4, which is cut out of a silver disc, the title, Rise of the Silver Surfer. On the edge of the galaxy, a silvery white planet hangs in darkest space. The planet spins closer and off into shadow. A pinpoint of silvery light emerges from the darkness. The meteor-like silver object streaks past, its glowing light fringing the curve of the Earth's surface. It speeds on through clouds and down towards Earth. A caption, Suruga Bay, Japan. Fishermen work on board a trawler. One fisherman looks up and sees the glowing ball of silvery light speeding towards them. They're knocked over by its force. One man falls into the sea. The fishermen get to their feet and look down into the sea for their crewmate. He's sitting on what is now frozen sea. They all look puzzled and amazed. The fisherman stands up on the ice. The scene changes to the Sphinx and pyramids, a caption, Giza, Egypt. The silvery white ball zooms overhead. Snow begins to fall on tourists taking photos. A dusting of snow has accumulated on the ancient monuments. Night over a city, a caption, Los Angeles, California. The silver globe zooms through the sky. The lights go out in a crowded stadium. At an airport, a report plays on a TV.
Last night, the FAA was forced to ground all aircraft, leaving thousands stranded when electronic failures and mysterious power outages crippled the western United States. But the big story today, the much-anticipated wedding, a fantastic couple, Reed Richards and Susan Storm, will take place this Saturday.
Kids, I'm going to give you something special. It's called Thing Dust.
Unbelievable. Bizarre anomalies have been occurring all over the world, defying every known law of physics. And all the media want to know about is what China patterns you and I picked out.
Hey, which one did you pick? The blue ones with them little flowers? I really like them.
Would you mind? It's happening again, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
No, we're not postponing anything. Not this time. This is going to be the wedding you've always dreamed of. And I'm not going to let anything get in the way of that. Not even the mysterious transformation of matter at the subatomic level.
That's the most romantic thing you've ever said to me.
Susan's brother Johnny listens.
Which is really pathetic when you think about it.
Dr. Richards, I'm very sorry, but it seems we're overbooked. We do have some seats available in coach, though.
Okay, here we go.
Smile!
Two kids have their photos taken with Ben, the Thing.
That should be fine.
On board the aircraft, Ben checks his seat number.
That's my seat. Sorry.
Enormous rock man Ben squeezes in between a man and woman and flops into his seat. The whole plane rocks. As overhead lockers are closed, Reed looks about for a spare space. He spots one across the other side of the plane. A woman bends to pick up something to put in it, but Reed quickly stretches his arm and puts his briefcase in. The woman rises and looks perplexed. Johnny to Reed and Sue.
What do you guys think about trying to get an endorsement from an airline? Get us a private jet.
I think we have enough endorsement deals.
That is funny. No, but seriously, Reed could help you subsidize all your little inventions. No thanks.
Excuse me.
Consider it. I'll talk to you guys later.
Johnny, where are you going?
I'm flight coach.
Handsome Johnny hurries away from an admiring bespectacled female passenger. The plane is now airborne. Ben suddenly sees the human torch, Johnny, flying past the window on his back. Johnny waves. Ben shuts the blind angrily.
I hope it rains.
The snowfall came with no warning, no temperature change, and covered the pyramids in 2 inches of snow. And in Japan, some are suggesting the solidification of the bay was due to underwater volcanic activity, although no such activity has ever been reported in the area. Scientists have ruled out global warming as the cause of the extraordinary climatic events being reported around the globe. With scientists unable to explain the extraordinary events, some are beginning to wonder if the hand of God is at work. Now, in other news, Reed Richards and Susan Storm's wedding has Manhattan all abuzz. The guest list includes many of New York's power...
In Reed's high-tech lab...
Hey, honey. The city's trying to charge us for 3 squad cars they say we destroyed. It was during that armored car robbery, but I only remember 2 squad cars getting thrown.
Mm-hmm.
Reed.
She makes his handheld computer invisible.
All right. I'm putting it away. You were saying...
I have a fitting in a half an hour. The musicians after that. I haven't even picked out the place settings or the flowers. There's just too much to do.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'm sure between the 2 of us, we'll get it all done.
And what were you doing when I just walked in?
I was inputting my to-do list.
Really?
Scout's honor.
Hey, guys. New uniforms just showed up. What do you think?
Oh. I think there's no way we're wearing that, Johnny.
It's covered in logos.
What do you have against capitalism?
He spies a large object beneath a cover.
What's this?
Just a little hobby of mine.
Yeah? Would it make a good toy, or is it something, science-y?
A little of both. Uh-uh.
Johnny tries to peek. Reed types with multiple thumbs.
You know, I've always been both impressed and disgusted at that.
Yeah. Sue says I'm addicted to it.
I wonder why she'd say that.
Hey, Johnny. Keep it quiet, but, I've cross-referenced and analyzed the global disturbances. They're being caused by cosmic radiation, not unlike the kind which gave us our powers.
Wow, that's really boring. So listen, I have a very important wedding issue I need to talk to you about.
Yeah, of course.
Your bachelor party.
Reed gapes.
No, seriously, John.
John.
Huh?
Focus testing showed that Johnny skewed a little young.
Seriously, Johnny, no bachelor party. It's just not my kind of thing.
Then do it for Ben. It means a lot to the big guy. You're gonna break his heart. He does have some sort of rock-like heart, doesn't he?
I've got too much to do before the wedding. Frankly, I think Sue might have a problem with it.
You know what I think Sue would have a problem with? If somebody told her that you are actually investigating global disturbances and cosmic radiation instead of actually focusing on the wedding, like you promised.
Reed rolls over to him on his chair. They've both been rolling back and forth as they've talked, with Reed trying to avoid Johnny. Reed breaks into a smile.
A bachelor party could be fun.
Yes!
But no exotic dancers.
Johnny looks disappointed. The silver globe zooms over forest. A caption. Hassenstadt, Latveria. The Gothic mansion of Victor von Doom. The glowing orb rockets over the gloomy pinnacled towers of the mansion. Inside a shadowy room sits a crate. Staring out from a glass panel in the crate is the lifeless, metal-encrusted head of Dr. Doom. As energy crackles, Doom's eyes open. Night over L.A. Ben, Reed and Johnny, who wear shades, enter a trendy club. Ben, who's made from reddish-brown fragments of rock and wears a vast casual shirt, dwarfs his colleagues.
I don't know anybody here.
Yeah, I would have invited some of your friends, but you really don't have any. Hey!
John, we had a deal.
They're not exotic dancers.
Johnny goes to them.
They're just hot.
Ben and Reed share their looks. One of the babes to Reed.
You're Mr. Fantastic, aren't you? That's so awesome.
The brunette babe drapes herself around dark-haired Reed.
Wow, you're really cute.
I'm gonna need a picture with the biggest hand that you've got.
No problem.
At the bar, Ben grooves to the music. He notices a frizzy-haired guy staring at him and stares back defiantly. A uniformed man, General Hager, and two personnel get out of a limo. They enter the building housing the Fantastic Four HQ. The doorman greets them.
Good evening and welcome to the Baxter. Could I help you?
No, you can't. Ignoring him, the trio step into the elevator. The doorman makes a hurried call. The group reach their destination.
Ms. Storm will be with you shortly.
The blonde receptionist flares.
Hello? Thanks, Roberta.
Roberta, the hologram receptionist, fades out.
May I help you?
We're here to see Dr. Richards.
I'm sorry, he isn't here right now. Is there anything I can help you with?
Yes. You can take me to see Dr. Richards.
Okay.
At the club, Ben belches. The draft hits the fuzzy-haired guy.
Sorry.
When the universe began, it was no bigger than a marble. And then, bang! It exploded. And in a trillionth of a second, it expanded exponentially to what became the universe we know today.
Wow, you're really smart.
Thanks, Candy. That means a lot to me.
I love the song. You want to dance?
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, honestly, please. I don't want to embarrass you.
The bevy of babes pull Reed onto the dance floor. He moves awkwardly in response to their seductive writhing and rubbing up against him. Begins to smile.
That's it.
He does a few steps, then suddenly twists and grows to a great height. He descends again. Johnny and Ben watch.
Guy really knows how to loosen up.
You're not kidding.
Reed, an attractive but bookish-looking guy, begins to use all his stretching powers to dance. He kicks a leg forward, and it stretches about 10 feet. Then he throws his leg backwards. Retracting his leg, he flings out his arms, which stretch and ripple. He retracts them and takes a babe on each hand, then stretches his arms out again as he twirls the babes nonchalantly. Sue enters with General Hager.
There he is.
Yes. Unfortunately.
Sue looks daggers as Reed twirls the babes towards him.
For him.
Reed spots her and his smile fades. She turns to Hager.
Shall we?
Hager removes his uniform cap, and they head for the dance floor. Ben notices and nudges Johnny.
I think it might be Clover in time.
Sue! What are you...
Reed notices Hager staring at him.
General Hager.
They shake hands.
Let's talk somewhere private.
Unless you need to do jello shots off someone's stomach.
I was just explaining to the girls about how the Big Bang led to...
This was Johnny's idea. I just...
They all enter a kitchen.
How does Reed know the general?
A few years back, the guy was trying to push a new missile defense system. Reed testified that the technology wouldn't work.
I'm only here, Richards, because I'm under direct orders from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Personally, I don't like the idea of sharing sensitive information with a civilian scientist, especially one who enjoys the public spotlight so much.
Always a pleasure to see you too, General.
Hager smiles and nods.
What can I do for you?
As you may know, there have been recent unusual occurrences all over the world. Officially, we've downplayed their significance to the public, but we're concerned that these anomalies might pose a credible threat to our national security.
These were taken by one of our spy satellites 3 days ago.
He looks at a photo of a silvery blur moving around the Earth.
What is it?
We were hoping Dr. Richards could tell us.
I'm afraid I've never seen anything like it. Ben?
Well, I would say that it was a meteor, but the trail's all wrong. This thing's given off its own energy.
Take a look at this.
These have been appearing in remote areas throughout the world since the event started. Field personnel estimate its diameter to be 200 meters.
A crater.
If we're going to find out what this is all about, we need a way to locate and intercept that object.
Well, it'd be possible to build a sensor tied into the Baxter Building's satellite grid, and we can pinpoint the exact location of the object.
Good, so then you'll build the sensor for us. We'll tie that to the...
I'm afraid I can't.
Sue gapes.
What?
You see, I'm getting married this Saturday. I just don't have the time.
Richards, your country needs your help.
Look, why don't you call Professor Jeff Wagner? He's head of the physics department at Brown. I'm sure he can help.
I expected more, Richards. Even from you.
Hager walks out and is then driven away. Sexy blonde Captain Ray, in uniform beret, stands on the curb outside the club. Johnny, with whom she shared Luke, sidles up beside her and offers her his hand.
John Thorne, Fantastic Four Incorporated. You ever done any professional modeling?
Not interested.
Because you got an amazing complexion.
Not interested.
Her car pulls up and she gets in.
Wow, and yeah. He's locked away. And he's definitely still talking.
I can't believe he just turned down a science project.
Well, they can build a sensor without me. The most important thing right now is our wedding. No postponements, no interruptions.
Thank you.
And look, about what you saw back at the bar.
Don't worry about it. I know you. I'm glad you had fun.
Thank you.
Besides, it was nothing compared to what I did at my bachelorette party. Talk about wild.
Sue walks off.
Wild.
In Doom's lab, an assistant uses a grinder to try and remove the mask welded to Doom's face.
Come on.
The assistant finishes. Doom's power begins to return. He zaps the assistant away with an electric blast, then proceeds to ease the mask off his face. A portrait of a bearded man hangs nearby. Sigrid von Doom, 1517. Doom's mask drops to the floor. Reed is on the roof of the Baxter building.
Hey, what are you doing up here?
Nothing. Just, needed some air.
You're making that thing for the general, aren't you? I'm guessing Susie doesn't know anything about it. Don't worry. My lips are sealed. That is, they would be if I had any.
Look, don't tell Johnny.
Johnny flies in.
Don't tell Johnny what?
Great.
Are you building that thing?
No.
Sue finds out, you're gonna get an invisible kick in the nuts.
Hey, we're keeping this quiet.
I know.
Don't worry.
They're calling it the Wedding of the Century. Reed Richards and Susan Storm, also known as Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman, will try again to tie the knot today in a private ceremony in New York. Already in
crowds line the street as Johnny pulls up on his black Mercedes SLR McLaren Roadster. He has a brunette babe with him.
Look at these parasites.
Unbelievable.
And they know shame.
They get out of the car and Johnny addresses the media.
Hey, listen, everybody. This is a very special day for my sister. This is probably the most important day of her life. So I just want to say to you guys, please respect our privacy. I'm just kidding. We're going to be auctioning off the exclusive wedding photos to the highest bidder. So go online and place your bids. Thank you.
A reporter to Johnny's date.
So what's it take to date the Human Torch?
Fireproof lingerie and a lot of alum.
Thank you.
A helicopter flies over the Baxter building where guests are gathering on the rooftop for the wedding. Models of the bride and groom stand on top of the wedding cake. Guests shake hands. A grey-haired man is in the line of arriving guests.
Invitation, sir.
I should be on that list.
Name?
Stan Lee.
Yeah, nice try, buddy.
Yeah.
A media chopper hovers as Sue looks out from her bedroom balcony.
This isn't how I imagined it. It never is. No, Alicia. It just doesn't feel right.
Sweetie. I think even superheroes are allowed to have wedding day jitters.
It's more than that. Is my life always going to be a circus? Do we really want to raise kids in all this? Face it, we're not exactly normal.
Ben and I aren't normal, but we don't let it get in the way of us being happy. Do you love Reed?
More than I've ever loved anyone.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
Sue considers, then hugs Alicia, who's blind.
Thank you.
Alicia hugs her back. Sue, wearing a white bathrobe, withdraws, wipes a tear from her eye, then beams.
Okay.
Sue looks in a mirror.
Oh, great.
What? I've got a zit. Can't you put makeup on it?
No, I got it.
She makes it vanish.
Crisis averted. Now all I have to do is concentrate on the area continuously for the next 8 hours.
Ben enters Reed's lab, where Reed is tinkering.
Reed, come on! You're gonna miss your own wedding!
Just a minute.
Reed is unshaven.
Almost done.
Reed speaks to Hager, whose image is on a monitor.
General, I'm putting the sensor online now.
A computer display reads system online. A satellite spins in space.
There. If there's a surge in cosmic radiation anywhere on the planet, you'll know about it.
Let's hope so, Richards. We've already gotten reports of 2 more craters.
Here comes the bride.
All right. Just linking it to my PDA. And, that's it.
Good. That's great. Now, would you shave and pron your tux? You're getting married in an hour and you look like a bum.
Absolutely.
Reed freezes and looks amazed.
What?
Reed looks gleeful.
Getting married.
His smile fades and his eyes look woozy. Then he faints. Ben catches him.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
I'm getting married.
Reed's legs have stretched and are floppy.
I heard of getting cold feet.
He drags Reed away. The sensor display flashes urgently. Alicia does Ben's tie.
Okay. Hey, Johnny.
Wow. Does that amaze anyone else? How did you know it was me? I didn't say anything.
Well, to be honest, you kind of smell like ash.
You're late.
Oh, let's not make today about me. It's Reed and Sue's big day. Let's give them the attention for a change.
Ow!
Don't do that. Okay, you're perfect.
You're perfect.
Johnny watches them kiss and frowns.
I'll see you upstairs. Bye, Johnny.
He forces a wave and a smile.
So, seems like you and Alicia are doing well. Annoyingly so, in fact.
Yeah, I'm a lucky guy.
Yeah, you are. Question for you, though. How do you guys,
He gestures with his body.
That's none of your business!
Okay, all right, I'm just concerned. I'd hate to wake up one morning and find out she was killed in a rock slide.
I'll show you a rock slide!
Ben chases him. A video display reads U.S. spy satellite Epsilon. Doom sits in a dark room. He's surrounded by banks of screens and monitors. Wearing a cloak with a hood which almost obscures his scarred face, he focuses on a monitor, tracking the silvery white globe speeding through space.
What are you?
The meteorite-like trail moves towards land. A woman hands Alicia a bouquet in the main room off the Baxter building roof.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alicia's eyes are fixed forward.
Johnny?
He's behind her.
You shouldn't tease him so much.
It was a joke.
I don't know. I think it bothers you to see him really happy and in love. I think you're jealous.
You think I'm jealous?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the women I've dated?
No. You can only fool yourself but for so long, Torch.
Ta-da!
Hey, it's the bride of Stretchy Man.
Don't start.
Don't listen to him. You look gorgeous. We'll see you out there, sweetie. Come on.
Okay.
We're on.
Okay.
Sue, in a strapless cream wedding dress, stands nervously.
You know, you don't look completely ridiculous in that dress.
Is that obnoxious brother talk for you look kind of nice?
You look beautiful.
Her hair is tied up loosely. She smiles.
Thank you.
Cheeky-faced Johnny shakes his head. He admires his sister. She wears a net veil over her face and a long chiffony veil at the back. Johnny smiles, then looks emotional.
Dad would be proud.
She smiles wistfully and nods.
Yeah.
Brother and sister hug tightly. A meteor helicopter hovers above the Baxter building rooftop, on which a lawn has been laid and a gazebo structure erected. The guests sit in neat rows. Reed stands with the minister and smiles as Ben strides up with Alicia on his arm. An alert flashes on the lab monitor. Reed's handheld bleeps.
Reed, will you shut your cell phone off?
Actually, this is a...
Hearing the music, Reed pockets his handheld, despite seeing alert flashing on it. He turns to see a little bridesmaid scattering white petals as she walks up the ivory-coloured bridal carpet. Behind her, Johnny walks with Sue on his arm. Her long veil streams out behind her. Reed and Sue exchange loving smiles as she approaches him. Ben looks tearful. Carrying a large bouquet of delicate white flowers, Sue mounts the steps to the gazebo where Reed waits. They step forward, exchange another glowing smile, and face the bearded minister.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to...
From the chopper...
Sue and Reed, congratulations on your wedding!
Sue and Reed chuckle.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join this couple, Reed Richards, together.
Cosmic radiation alert flashes on a monitor.
In the bond of holy matri...
Reed receives the alert.
Money.
I can't believe you actually brought that thing to our wedding.
I know, but there's a good reason. We have to get through this quickly.
Oh, that's romantic.
Should I continue?
Yes, please.
There are many kinds of love.
Could you skip to the end, please?
Reed!
Excuse me?
New York landfall imminent flashes on Reed's handheld. All power in the city goes off, from neon lights to road drills. A wind gets up. Sue and Reed and the rest of the party look skywards. The sensor in the lab loses power. The airborne chopper spins violently. The pilot speaks into his headset.
We lost power. We're going down. We're going down.
Reed scans about.
It's too late.
Ben watches as the chopper plummets and spins towards the rooftop. Terrified guests flee as the chopper's nose plows through the chairs, smashing them to smithereens. Sue stands in front of the chopper and puts a force field round the front of it. The machine slows and hangs precariously above her. Alicia calls out.
Ben!
The force causes the chopper tail to spin towards Alicia. Ben grabs the tail just in time, rips it off and throws it away. Reed looks skywards. The globe zooms by.
Johnny.
This is Dolce.
Reed gives Johnny a look. With a sigh, Johnny jumps off the roof.
Flame on!
He ignites and rockets off. An anguished-looking Sue sits among the wreckage of the wedding. She looks around and weeps. Johnny leaves a trail of orange as he jets between the Manhattan skyscrapers.
Man, he's fast.
He's hot on the tail of the silver globe, which heads through an office window. Johnny speeds round the other side of the building. A fluid metallic figure bursts out of a window in a pool of energy.
Oh, that is cool.
The figure is a shiny silver man who zips past Johnny on a silver surfboard. The force knocks Johnny back, but he recovers and gives chase. Windows break as the surfer speeds down the side of a skyscraper. As Johnny and the surfer power along a street, the force overturns cars which explode. The chase continues into a tunnel. The silver surfer narrowly misses a truck, then travels upside down. Johnny calls out.
Show off.
The surfer lies flat and flies through a crowded city bus. Johnny zooms through a narrow gap between the bus and a lorry. As he exits the gap, he knocks the sign off a taxi. The chase leaves the tunnel and the two zoom south. The shockwave they emit cracks the tall Washington Monument obelisk as they pass it. As they head out over the forest, the silver surfer accelerates away from Johnny.
Time to end this.
Johnny catches up. The surfer turns and grabs him by the throat with one hand.
Can we talk?
With effortless speed and grace, the surfer shoots up into space. The surfer maintains his grip, extinguishing Johnny's flames.
Okay. You win.
The rangy, muscular silver surfer tosses Johnny aside, and he plummets towards desert. He ignites too late. Johnny crashes into a dune, then into a tent which bursts into flame. Two irate Arab men nearby look stunned when Johnny crawls out of the tent and rolls onto his back, exhausted. Johnny looks up and sees a camel standing over him.
Hey.
In space, the silver surfer orbits Earth, then stops and hovers. He looks towards the silver planet, which is in shadow. He bows towards it and gets down on one knee as he speaks.
Your herald summons you. Another world awaits. Let it be done quickly.
The silver figure surfs towards Earth.
It looked like a man, but completely covered in silver, and it was flying this like... like a surfboard type thing. I know that sounds crazy.
Oh, no. Not at all. So, did you follow the shiny man to Lollipop Land or the Rainbow Junction?
Look, I know what I saw.
Thank you. It's all right, Johnny. Whatever this thing's physical appearance is, it has the ability to convert matter and energy.
So it caused the anomalies.
It seems to radiate cosmic energy when it exerts itself, randomly affecting matter. Evidently, this entity, this silver surfer, didn't want to be detected. It destroyed the sensor.
It knew it was being monitored?
And traced it back here. We're dealing with something highly resourceful.
Johnny stands and winces.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, just here to walk this off.
Johnny leaves the lab. Hager turns to Reed.
We have to destroy this thing before it attacks again. Richards, find me another way to track it.
Sue sees Hager, Ray, and another officer into the elevator. She bows politely.
Sue, I am so sorry. The only reason I didn't tell you about it is because I didn't want you to worry.
I'm not mad that you built the sensor. It was the right thing to do.
Oh, great.
He walks away. She envelops him in a force field.
I wasn't finished.
Her power spins him round to her. His face is squashed.
Okay, sorry. Please continue.
See, this proves exactly what I've been saying all along.
Could you drop the force field, please?
We can't even... Sorry.
She drops it.
We can't even have a wedding without it turning into World War III.
I know. But once we are married, everything will be back to normal.
We will never have normal lives as long as we do what we do. How could we possibly raise a family like this?
He stares into her eyes desperately.
I'm gonna go check on Johnny.
Out on the rooftop, Johnny, still wearing his uniform, looks down at the street and exhales.
Johnny?
He's ignited, but falls to the street.
Hey, you all right, pal?
Johnny struggles to his feet with the help of onlookers. Sue, in navy trousers and top, hurries out of the Baxter building.
Johnny? Johnny, are you okay?
Yeah. I'm feeling really strange since my running was surfing.
Maybe we should get you checked out.
She touches him. He emits energy.
What'd you do that?
I didn't do anything. Stop, jump and roll. Stop, jump and roll. Oh, my God, Sue.
Sue ignites and flies upwards.
Just hang on. I'll get you, okay?
Johnny checks about him.
Hang on.
He's invisible.
Hey, watch.
People walk into him and trip. Inside HQ, Reed walks past Sue, who's hovering outside a window.
Sue?
Sue! What's going on?
You're on fire!
You're on fire!
You stink!
Hold on!
She suddenly plummets and hovers above street level.
Hey, it's the Human Torch!
Johnny! Johnny!
Sue, how did this happen?
I touched Johnny!
But where is Johnny?
Here.
Try it again.
Invisible Johnny takes her hand. Sue's flames extinguish and she falls to the pavement. Johnny's powers return. Sue's photographed.
Hey, get out of there.
Sue, your clothes.
She makes her naked self invisible.
Why does this always happen to me?
In the lab.
All of Sue's results are normal. But Johnny's...
Johnny's are what?
Your encounter with a surfer has affected your molecules. They're in a constant state of flux.
Reed looks down a microscope.
Is that bad? Well, it caused you to temporarily switch powers with Sue. Ideally, I'd like to run some more tests.
You like a volunteer?
No!
Hey! This is serious!
I just wanted to give him a hug.
We don't know the extent of his condition yet.
It could be progressive, it could be degenerative.
It could be fun.
No, Ben!
Ben touches Johnny's shoulder and becomes human again.
Hey, it's me! I'm back!
Shaven-headed Ben puts out a flame on his chest. Johnny checks out his now rock-hard arms and looks at his reflection.
Oh, my God! Come on!
We just said this is serious!
Oh, yes.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me!
Ben ignites his index finger.
Hey, not bad.
Incredible.
Reed, you better be able to fix this.
I'm right on it.
Try not.
Ben, stop it!
Starting to see why you like that. Ha! Oh, no.
Johnny grabs Ben and their powers are exchanged again.
Ah, crap.
That's not funny. What am I supposed to do in the meantime?
Just try to keep your distance from us.
Johnny walks off angrily.
You and me are going to be spending a whole lot of time together, pal.
What looks like a supersonic plane speeds through the skies. It's the Silver Surfer crouched down. He stands, a reporter.
My inside sources are telling me that the unlucky bride-to-be Sue Storm turned invisible, and it seems she's staying that way after yesterday's embarrassing fiasco. Coming up next, the Invisible Woman's greatest fashion blunders and an impromptu dance routine from former scientist Reed Richards.
Why do you keep watching this? Just ignore it.
I can't ignore it, Reed. There's no getting away from it.
I believe there is.
How?
Reed shrugs.
See? No answer.
He leans against a cabinet.
Yes, there is. But what if, after this crisis is over, we leave it all behind?
What are you talking about?
We move out of the Baxter building. I'll take a teaching position somewhere. Get back to my research. And the two of us will live our lives and raise a family like normal people.
You would do that?
Nothing is more important to me than our future together.
Oh, thank you.
They hug each other tightly, unaware Johnny's been listening.
What about Ben and Johnny?
Well, they'll understand. Besides, Johnny's always been more of a solo act.
Let's not mention it to them yet. Johnny's got enough to worry about as it is, with his power problems.
A helicopter crosses the Russell Glacier, Greenland. It swoops over the jagged peaks. Its computer navigation takes it to the huge crater in the ice. The helicopter hovers over the deep drop, and slowly comes into land close to the crater. Ripples descend through the ice and disturb the Silver Surfer. He starts to move. A figure shrouded in a hood and cape walks away from the helicopter towards the rim of the crater. The Silver Surfer rises out of the crater and hovers before gliding towards the figure, whose face he cannot see under the hood. They're only a few feet apart. Victor Von Doom speaks.
You've been busy, my friend. Your talents are impressive. Can you understand what I'm saying?
The Surfer nods.
Together, we could be unstoppable. Anything would be ours for the taking.
All that you know is at an end.
What do you mean by that? Wait! I said wait!
Doom shoots an electric blast at the departing Surfer, who turns and shoots a blast of energy at Doom. He breaks up into tiny particles which fly back through an ice wall. He reforms inside the ice cave. He whips off his glove and sees his scarred hand return to normal.
They're breaking up the team.
Huh?
Reed and Sue, I just overheard them. They want a nice, normal, boring-ass life. No more Fantastic Four.
Well, what do they expect us to do? Keep it going, just the two of us?
And call ourselves what? The Dynamic Duo?
What were they going to tell us?
They'll tell you when they're ready to tell you. It's their decision, not yours. You can't be mad at them for doing what makes them happy.
Guys, we've got a serious problem. I've been cross-referencing the surface radiation through every astronomical database. Altair 7, Rigel 3, Vega 6.
He's been to all these planets?
And now they're lifeless, barren, some even shattered. Everywhere the Surfer goes, 8 days later, the planet dies.
The Fantastic Four look at one another.
And how are we going to stop him? We don't even know where he is.
An Earth illustration reads crater, magma, crust.
What about the craters?
Data appears on a screen in front of them.
They're appearing in a numerical sequence. The last crater was formed in Greenland, so the next in the sequence should be latitude 51 degrees, 30 minutes north, longitude 0 degrees, 7 minutes west.
The Palace of Westminster on the banks of the Thames. Across from it, the huge wheel, which is the London Eye. Two helicopters fly over them.
When he surfaces, we've got to move the fight away from the crowd.
No, he's too fast to be contained. When I see Silver, I'm hitting him.
Wait, you can't do that. We've got to stick to the plan and work as a team.
Oh, so we're a team now. That's news to me.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Look, we were going to tell you guys.
When were you going to tell us? When you moved our stuff out of the back of the building?
Johnny, this really isn't a good time.
Kid's got a point, Reed. You should have told us.
All right, that's enough. We'll talk about this later. What the hell is wrong with you people?
General Hager and armed troops are in the same helicopter as the Fantastic Four. A crater opening up in the Thames is viewed by passengers on the London Eye. The crater rim is spreading. Crowds run to the embankment to gaze at the phenomenon. A blast of energy shoots out of the crater, knocking the crowd back and striking the London Eye. As the heroes emerge from the helicopter, wires and rods holding the eye in place fall and snap. The eye teeters. People are thrown around in the capsules. Sue uses a force field to stop the eye toppling over. She holds the force field, straightening the wheel. Ben pushes it back into position. Reed twists his body around the A-frame support, then extends his arms and legs to pull the wheel back onto the frame.
Move!
Come on! Go!
From within the depths of the crater, the Silver Surfer rises. He pauses above the eye, then takes off again. Johnny, aflame, leaps into the air to follow, but is hit by a cable from the wheel.
No, Johnny!
Johnny falls, hitting the outstretched Reed, who releases his hold and starts to assume Johnny's human torch properties. The wheel starts to topple again. Johnny, now with Mr. Fantastic's properties, thumps to the ground. Reed is on fire. Sue struggles to hold the force field. Capsules crumple on the ground.
Guys! What are you doing?
Sue steps off the platform and supports herself above the water. Reed sees the problem.
Ben! Lift it higher!
I'll try!
Ben raises the wheel so its hub reaches the spindle of the A-frame. Reed welds them together with blasts of flame. Sue releases the force field and sinks down, blood coming from her nose. A passenger trapped in a capsule runs free. Hugged by his family, the man looks across at Ben and nods. Johnny lies on the ground, all rubbery. Hager nods and turns away as Johnny staggers towards Sue.
Sue!
Passing Johnny, Reed touches him. Their powers are exchanged back.
Stay back! Before you get somebody killed.
Johnny takes a pace back.
Oh my God.
Ben strides to the edge of the platform and looks down at the river. There's no water. The whole of the Thames riverbed is visible to the fore, the water having disappeared inside the crater. At the US Embassy in London...
What the hell was that?
We'll make adjustments. Next time we'll be ready.
Next time? There's no next time. You can't handle this alone. That's why I'm bringing in some help.
General, you bring in more soldiers and weaponry, you're gonna put innocent people in danger.
No more than you already have.
Johnny springs to his feet. They all look up to see Doom.
Victor. What's the matter? Afraid of ghosts?
Ben runs at Doom and pins him to a wall.
Since you're a ghost, you won't mind if I break your little neck.
Let him go.
Don't you know who that is?
It's Victor Von Doom. He's here under my orders.
Hager turns to Reed, who looks over at Ben.
Ben, let him go.
Ben takes his massive hand from Doom's neck.
How is this possible? How are you still alive?
No thanks to you four. That's for certain.
Von Doom's made contact with the alien.
He's got valuable information.
Information that might just help save the planet. Now let's be clear about this, shall we? I hate you. All of you. But the world's at stake, and we need to work together to survive.
General, we know firsthand. You trust Victor, and you're gonna regret it.
So far, the only one I've regretted trusting here is you, Richards.
Reed, don't agree to this.
Reed's and Doom's eyes are locked together.
Let's see what he's got.
I made a detailed recording of our little encounter.
All that you know is at an end.
Well?
I like the part where he knocks you on your ass.
Look at where the energy levels surge when he attacks me. There. See what happened?
Sue gets to her feet.
The energy was channeled through him, but it originated from his board.
If we can separate him from the board, we can cut off his power completely.
And that's what we have to do.
How? If I knew that, I wouldn't need you people, would I?
You two should get started right away.
Reed glances round at the general, then turns back to face the smirking Doom.
I'm glad we have the opportunity to collaborate again. I'll try to talk slowly, so you can keep up.
He pats Reed, who turns. They're inches apart. Ben and Johnny are in a pub.
How can we be working on the same side as Victor?
You got me, pal. Things were a lot simpler when I could just wail on the guy.
Johnny flings a flaming dart at a dartboard, then pours beer over it to douse the flames.
I'll pay for that.
I gotta tell you, man, I'm starting to feel like a complete screw-up.
Hey, you're not a complete screw-up.
Thank you.
Look, kid, it's out of our hands. It's up to the eggheads now.
You think Reed's right? About the whole end of the world thing?
He's never been wrong about this kind of thing before.
You know, I'm not exactly a deep kind of guy.
Really?
But if Reed's right, and this is it, how you want to spend your last few minutes?
Part of me would like to go out fighting. But the truth is, I'd like to spend my last couple of minutes holding Alicia.
That sounds pretty good. I mean, not the holding Alicia thing. That's, you know, your girlfriend, not mine, want nothing to do with her. Not to say that she's not attractive. She's very attractive. I mean, she's, you know, so attractive. Even with the, you know, I can't even think of a guy that wouldn't want to...
Ben thumps the table.
What I meant was that it's just nice to have somebody.
Well, you got me, pal.
In a laboratory at the embassy, Reed is frantically working at a number of computers. Sue enters. She stops as he stretches a long arm out to pick up a book.
How's it going?
I can't find the link.
It's gonna be all right. You have
to. No, it won't be. The whole world's counting on me, and I just...
Reed, you're gonna find the answer. You always do.
Yeah, thanks, Sue.
You just need to relax.
Yeah, right.
Do. You need to relax. Take a deep breath. Slower. There you go. Come on. Again.
She runs her hands over him.
See? I can already feel your pulse slowing down. Do you remember that time in school?
A pulse.
Huh?
A tachyon pulse. I love you.
Glad I could help.
Reed runs away from Sue. He sits in front of a computer with Doom at his side. Later, they work on separate PCs. Doom sneaks a glance at Reed, who stares at a spinning graphic on his screen. Doom walks away. A demo.
So, exactly how does this thing work?
When we activate the field, it'll separate him from his board, making him powerless.
It's like a fish in a net.
Yeah.
In theory, anyway.
How long before this is operational?
3 hours.
3 hours.
I know, I can only go so fast since apparently I'm working by myself now.
What do you need to make this happen?
Actually, there are a couple of things. Do your field engineers have a brilliant idea?
Doom is in his quarters working on a device. He presses a button and light pulses through it. Sue comes in.
What are you doing?
Don't you knock?
You're supposed to be helping Reed in the lab.
Tell him not to worry. I'll be there to hold his hand and finish his little project for him.
Sue looks at the equipment on the desk.
Anything else?
How'd you do it? How'd you come back?
It scares you, doesn't it? The things I can do.
Did you know I could create a force field inside someone's body and expand it until they explode?
Give it your best shot.
They look into each other's eyes. Doom smiles confidently.
Just get back to the lab.
Johnny comes out of the shower room with his muscular chest exposed. The beautiful female soldier, Captain Ray, walks up.
Mr. Storm, we're heading to intercept the surfer in 10 minutes. With or without you?
Will you just... waiting outside the bathroom to try and catch me in a towel?
Steam rises off Johnny. Captain Ray looks him up and down coolly, then turns and walks away.
That was a joke. I was joking. Why are you so down on me? You don't even know me.
Actually, I know you very well. I read your personality profile. Confident, reckless, irresponsible, self-obsessed, bordering on narcissism.
Okay, so you do know me.
All I've seen is a guy that almost got his team killed.
Okay. I've been a little off my game lately.
This is not a game.
Dense pine forests sweep up mountainsides. Black Forest, Germany. At a mobile command center, Captain Ray hands a printout to General Hager.
Sir, he's holding his position north of here.
Good.
General, give us a 1 mile perimeter.
Forget it, Richards. You had your shot and you blew it. This is a military operation now, so jam the signal, get out of the way, and let us do our job.
You don't understand.
No, you don't understand. So let me make it clear for you and your pack of freaks here. I'm the quarterback. You're on my team. Got it? But I guess you never played football in high school. Did you, Richards?
No, you're right. I didn't. I stayed in and studied like a good little nerd. And 15 years later, I'm one of the greatest minds of the 21st century. I'm engaged to the hottest girl on the planet. And the big jock who played quarterback in high school, well, he's standing right in front of me asking me for my help. And I say he's not going to get a damn thing unless he does exactly what I tell him and starts treating my friends and me with some respect.
General Hager eyes Reed and his team for a moment, then walks back to Captain Ray and another officer.
Give him what he wants.
Sue walks up beside Reed.
I'm so hot for you right now.
Me too!
Careful, Johnny. All right, let's go to work.
Smiling smugly, Doom watches them. Johnny, Sue, Reed, and Ben walk through the forest. In the distance is a vast crater.
This is it. You have your coordinates.
Set up your posts and rendezvous back here.
They walk off carrying large pulse devices. Troop carriers trundle through the forest. Soldiers run ahead of the troop carriers. Reed positions his pulse device on the ground. Doom is with the soldiers who've gathered at a vantage point. Johnny pulls the top off his pulse device and the sides fold out. Inside is a glass globe. He switches it on and blue rays glow inside. Ben has switched on his device. He doesn't notice a bear amble up. The bear is massive. Ben slowly turns to look at it.
Hey, you scared me there, Smokey. Look at you. You're cute.
Ben roars. The bear runs off.
Yeah, that's right. Keep running, boo-boo. Overgrown furball.
Reed radios.
What's their status?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Same here.
Almost there.
Tall pine trees start to move and part. Sue looks up and her eyes widen as the shimmering silver surfer glides between the trees. and stops in front of her.
Guys, we have a problem.
What's wrong?
He's here.
He hovers in the air.
Get out of here. Right now.
General Hager looks through binoculars at the surfer's lithe, muscular, reflective form. Sue tentatively reaches for the pulse device and the surfer moves closer. Sue emits a rippling force field, but the surfer effortlessly tips his board and his face through the force field. He leans close to Sue.
Why are you destroying our planet?
I have no choice.
Sue!
Wait!
Reed appears. He hangs back.
What do you mean you don't have a choice? There's always a choice.
Not always.
Why are you trying to destroy us?
I am not the destroyer.
Come on, Richards. Just jam the damn signal.
Maybe he needs a little persuasion.
Hager radios an officer.
Fire one over the top.
Roger out.
A missile is fired and the Silver Surfer rises up in front of Sue to face it. He flips up his silver board and the weapon is absorbed into the bottom in a burst of flames.
Open fire.
Open fire!
A barrage of missiles is fired, and the Silver Surfer flies through the air, sweeping them back towards the mobile command center. They blow up the launchers.
Fall back! Fall back!
Soldiers fly through the air. Johnny flames out.
Well, let me just... No, wait.
Reed holds his tracking device.
Reed?
The Surfer flies back.
Come on, Sue.
Sue sets her device.
All right, it's up.
Reed!
Got him.
Reed presses a button, and the pulse device globes fill with white light. The Silver Surfer convulses and crumples. He falls limply through his board and lands on his back on the forest floor. The Silver Surfer's board floats in midair, and he reaches out for it. White sparks hit him and he shakes. Doom comes and stands over him, casually fiddling with his fingers.
Not so tough now, are ya?
Doom looks at the Silver Surfboard and paces around, half smiling. The four run over.
Victor, stay back!
You're the quarterback.
They look at the Silver Surfboard gently bobbing up and down in midair. Sue squats down and looks at the Silver Surfer, concerned. The troops arrive and gather round, guns at the ready. Doom smiles. Ah!
Eyes on! Keep your weapons straight!
Move him out.
Yakutsk, Siberia. Set amongst barren snow-capped mountains is a fenced-off military base. A sign reads, Inyeptuk Station. Snow falls as soldiers take the Silver Surfer through the gates. They hold him under his arms and his feet drag. Watching from a truck, Sue looks at Reed, concerned, and he gets out. Inside...
But General, we had an agreement.
Calm down. The enemy has been captured, mission accomplished.
Where is he?
Contained.
General.
Hager turns and smiles.
Mr. Sherman.
Sherman's a squat man in a suit.
If you'll excuse us, we have work to do.
I want to be there for the questioning.
That's not going to happen. Please make sure our guests remain here, comfortably.
Yes, sir.
The four are left in a room.
General, what about the board?
It's in a chamber which continuously scrambles a signal.
Doom slows up and thinks to himself as the others walk on. The lights flicker on and off. In an interrogation cell, the Silver Surfer is strapped to a bench, which turns so he's held upright. Sherman stands staring at him.
There are certain things I'm not permitted to do because they're considered human rights violations. Fortunately, you're not human.
The Silver Surfer stares at him. In the room, Johnny stares at a surveillance camera on the ceiling.
Are we prisoners? How did that happen?
Apparently, they don't want us interfering with their methods.
I can't even imagine what they're doing to him in there.
I say he gets what he deserves.
How can you say that?
I'm just saying that maybe the general's right about this. The guy was about to destroy the planet. He said so himself.
But it doesn't make any sense. He protected me from the missile. Why would he do that?
Maybe he thinks you're cute.
There's a lot more going on here. He said he wasn't the destroyer.
Maybe he lied?
We need to get inside there and talk to him. But under the radar.
J. Johnny to a guard.
Hey, is there any way we could get some DVDs or popcorn or something just to pass the time?
I'll call it in, Mr. Stern.
Great. Thank you. Semper Fi.
That's the Marine Corps. We're the Army.
Right, I know. It's the Army.
Sue, now invisible, has come out of the room. She heads towards the cell.
Captain Ray, access granted.
Captain Ray goes into the interrogation cell. Sue can see into it. Shaman is giving the Silver Surfer electric shocks. Captain Ray goes and stands next to General Hager, who's watching the shock treatment.
General, Von Doom wants to speak with you.
Should really be a little more cooperative.
Mr. Sherman, let's take a break.
Shaman and the guard follow them out. The Silver Surfer is alone in the cell, apart from Sue, who's still invisible. Strapped to the bench in the upright position, the Silver Surfer slowly raises his head.
I know you are there.
Sue becomes visible and slowly walks towards the Silver Surfer. She looks at him, concerned.
What's your name? Come on, you must have a name. I'm Susan. You said you weren't the one trying to destroy our world. Then who is?
The one I serve.
Who do you serve? Look, I'm trying to help you. But in order to do that, you have to tell me the truth. Please.
The surfer closes his eyes and an image appears on his chest. It's of a machine destroying a planet. The planet cracks up, exposing a burning golden core, then it explodes.
It is known by many names. My people called it Galactus, the devourer of worlds.
Sue stares at the exploding planet.
It must feed on energy to survive, both thermal and organic.
How could you willingly serve this thing?
Because I must.
Doesn't it bother you? All the worlds and innocent people you've helped destroy?
My service spares my world and the one I love.
Why did you try to protect me?
Because you remind me of her.
Sue gazes into the Silver Sapphire's eyes, then reaches out and takes his hand. He looks past her. Sue looks round sharply. She makes herself invisible as a guard comes to the observation room.
Could you stop the destroyer if you wanted to?
It is not I who draws the destroyer here. It is the beacon.
What's the beacon?
The source of my power.
You're bored?
The guard watches the surfer, apparently talking to himself.
Take joy in the last few hours you have left, for he is nearly here.
In space, an angular shadow passes over Saturn. Saturn's gaseous rings become black dust as the planet is destroyed. In a corridor, Doom meets General Hager, who has a soldier at his side.
Well, I helped deliver the alien to you, as promised. Now it's time to keep your end of the bargain.
You can do your tests on the board. But under armed guard. And in my presence only.
Absolutely.
They walk to a doorway, and Hager presses his fingertips against the glass screen. A scanning bar moves up and down.
General Hager, access granted.
Hager's face appears on the screen, and a massive door swings open. Hager and the soldier walk into a room, and Doom follows him. Inside is a bulky glass-walled chamber with the Silver Surfboard floating inside it. Doom goes and stares at the board through a window. The sleek silver object appears to ripple. Sue's back with the others.
And the board is what's drawing it here.
How do you fight something that can eat planets?
We have to get to the board and lead it away from here before it's too late.
Well, do you think the General will go for that?
He'll have no choice.
Doom slowly turns to the General.
Thank you, General. But I'm afraid the truth is, sometimes Reed is right.
Doom blasts Hager and the soldier with electricity. He takes out another soldier by a control panel. Doom slowly lowers his hand. He opens a case containing his mask. Ben comes out of the room the four are being held in and talks to the guard.
Hey, you. Come here. Let me ask you something.
Doom now wears his Dr. Doom black cloak and hood. Wearing chunky black gloves, he lifts his mask up to his face and puts it on. He raises his arm and presses a button on the device he was working on, which is now on his wrist. The silver surfboard moves out of the chamber, slowly pushing through a force field. The silver surfboard floats down to the floor and Doom steps onto it in heavy black boots. It ripples. Behind his mask, Doom's eyes widen. He throws his arms out and his head back. Lights flash around the room. Hager leans up and shoots his pistol at Doom's armor-plated chest. The bullets bounce off. Doom turns to Hager. Doom blasts Hager against the wall and shatters him.
Nice.
He sends masonry flying along a corridor towards the Fantastic Four.
Crap.
Sue and Johnny dodge out of the way, then stare at the massive piece of wall stuck to another wall.
Ben!
The masonry falls away, revealing Ben, embedded in the wall.
Okay, that one hurt.
Where's Reed?
Back here.
Ben steps forward, revealing Reed, flattened in the cavity behind him. Reed pops himself back into shape and steps out. Ben holds up a hand.
My bad.
The four run on through the hole in the wall where the masonry came from. They stop and stare at the mangled chamber.
Reed.
They turn and look at the charred remains of General Hager on the floor.
Victor, we've got to get it back.
We need to get the Surfer. He's the only one that understands its power.
Even if we break him out of this place, how are we going to catch up to Victor?
Leave that to me.
Reed enters a code on his handheld device. Initiating flashes on a screen in his lab. Lights flash around the large covered object. It rises up, and the sheet falls away, revealing it to be a sleek, long silver car. At the military base, Ben bursts through a wall into the interrogation cell. The Silver Surfer looks up. Two soldiers appear.
Oh, don't move! Here we are!
Sue wraps them in a force field. Ben to the Surfer.
Pal, this is the luckiest day of your life.
The captain has a gun on them.
What the hell is going on? Where is General Hager?
He's dead.
If we don't get him out of here, we're all gonna be...
Frankie. The world is literally at stake here. You have to trust us. Please.
She lowers the gun.
We need to get to the roof. He should be here by now.
What should be here?
Ben leads the way out onto the snow-covered roof. They look up to see Reed's flying car come into land.
Holy crap!
Reed!
This is by far the coolest thing you have ever done!
The almost flat car has three sections and hovers at a rail. Johnny sees a logo of a figure four within a circle on the bonnet and another logo on the front grille.
Hemi?
Of course. Okay, Ben, you get inside. Johnny, you fly behind us.
Oh, dude, you gotta let me fly this thing.
Forget about it. I'm the best pilot here. I should fly.
Are you serious?
Guys.
We'll be lucky if this thing can carry you.
I can fly circles around
Guys.
You flying for
me. Shut up! And move it! I'm driving.
The Fantastic Car takes off, leaving Johnny behind.
Flame on!
As the Human Torch, he sets off in pursuit. Reed is at the front, Sue and the Surfer in the midsection, and Ben at the rear.
Okay. We're now officially enemies of the United States of America. Victor is out there somewhere with unlimited power, and we've got a giant intergalactic force that's about to destroy our planet in less than 24 hours. Did I miss anything?
I've got a lock on Victor's energy trail. He's headed over southeast China. Hang on!
Johnny draws level with Sue and the Surfer.
Lauren Rad.
What?
I was once called Lauren Rad.
Norm, we're gonna need your help to save our world. Do you understand?
He turns his head as a shockwave hits the Fantasticon.
Whoa, what the hell was that?
Reed spots Doom.
Victor, the Borg is drawing the destroyer here. You have to give it up!
You know, I've never been the giving type, Reed.
Hold on!
They're over the sea. Johnny flies up towards Doom, who stretches out his hand. A column of water rises from the sea and douses Johnny's flames. He plummets downwards. The Fantasticar is under attack from Doom.
We're sitting ducks!
We're gonna have to split up!
What?
This ought to be fun.
Stay close to me, Sue!
Reed presses a button and the car divides into three parts. Doom attacks Sue's section. The cars zoom through a narrow gulf between two rocky crags. Sue turns to see Doom behind her. Reed flies towards her. Doom aims at a rock summit. Reed stretches to pull Sue's car away from the exploding rock.
Surf's up, metalhead!
Ben lands a punch, but Doom remains on the board.
Victor! Only the surfer could stop the destroyer! But he needs his board!
Come and get it, Richards.
Victor!
Doom is surrounded by the four.
Let's all go for a spin!
He creates a huge energy wave which sends the four spinning in all directions. They spin out of control towards the city. Sue's section of the car crashes into buildings and ricochets off them on its way to the ground. It lands upright on a city street, bounces, then skids along towards a building before coming to rest. When it comes to a stop, Sue realizes the surfer is no longer seated next to her. She sees him standing on the street. Doom, holding a silver spear, zooms towards him.
Not it!
He hurls the spear. Sue runs to stand in front of the surfer and sets up a force field. Sue shudders. Doom hovers on high as Sue glances down at the spear which has penetrated the force field and is implanted in her chest.
Sue!
Reed runs to her as she falls. The surfer watches. Ben runs to her and Johnny flies down.
Oh my God. Sue...
Johnny, don't touch him!
The spear shimmers and disappears. Reed strokes Sue's hair.
We need to find a way to get the board.
Sue, I...
The surfer raises his head and looks up at the sky. Ben and Johnny follow his gaze.
He is here.
The destroyer vortex, like a column of cloud, descends towards the planet. Ben touches Reed's shoulder.
Reed. Reed.
Victor's got to have a pulse emitter linking him to his board. We take it out, we can separate him from his board.
He's too strong for me.
I could wail on him if I could get close enough, but he could see me coming from a mile away.
It would take all of us.
Or maybe just one of us.
Reed and Ben stared at Johnny.
We don't know what it could do to you.
Let's not make this about me.
Johnny looks directly at Ben, who nods his head. Johnny turns to Reed, who also nods. Ben, Sue, and Reed all join hands. Johnny puts his hand over theirs and starts to absorb their powers. The vortex moves ever closer to the Earth. Doom hovers over the city.
To quote a friend of mine, it's clobbering time.
Johnny makes himself visible. He punches Doom with a thin, rock fist, then pulls him back with a fantastic stretching arm before punching him again. On the ground, Ben, now looking like a normal human being, zips up atop as Doom bounces back to Johnny. Doom sends rocks hurtling towards Johnny, who's forced backwards. He uses Fantastic's elasticity to grasp a tall tower and swing himself round. Ben rips open the entranceway to a metal structure and climbs it. It's the base of a tower crane. Johnny hurls a ball of flame at Doom. Johnny makes himself invisible. Doom suddenly stands erect, his arms pinned to his side. Rematerializing, Johnny has used his elasticity to wind himself around Doom. With his rock fists, he pummels Doom. Johnny strains and squeezes Doom tighter. The pulse controller on Doom's wrist fails and the board drops free.
You ain't going down fighting, kid. Not without me.
Johnny releases Doom, and Ben uses the crane arm to smack Doom into a river. Doom sinks below the surface. The vortex approaches a covering of cloud. On the ground, the surfer hangs his head and glances down to where Reed sits, cradling Sue in his arms. Ben, still in human form, and Johnny run to them. Johnny touches Ben and a flash runs along their arms. Sue looks at Reed, then her head lolls to one side. Reed's face crumples as he struggles to fight back tears. The watching surfer looks thoughtful, Johnny stunned, and Ben, returned to the thing, removes the now too small top. Reed raises Sue's head to his and hugs her. The surfer looks down the street and extends his right arm. Speeding towards him is the silver board. It hovers inches off the ground beside the group. The surfer steps onto the board. His feet sink and meld into it. He looks up at the skies. Reed turns to him.
You gotta go.
The silver surfer reaches out his hand and holds it above Sue's face, his fingers outstretched. He turns his wrist. Reed stares mesmerized as the surfer seems drained by his actions. The surfer takes his hand away from Sue's face.
Treasure each moment with her and tell her she was right. We do have a choice.
Reed's gaze falls on Sue as the surfer raises his head, then rises in the air on the board. Sue begins to stir. Reed smiles and looks up to see the surfer being buffeted by strong winds emanating from the destroyer. He struggles against wind and flying debris. Suddenly the board speeds up. The surfer turns.
Thought you could use a hand.
Johnny is pushing the board. The surfer smiles.
Oh my God.
Johnny sees the vortex opening ahead. Drained, he falls. The surfer heads straight for the heart of the vortex as funnels of smoke stream towards the world's cities. Flaming lava falls on the city's buildings. Ben turns to look at the chaos.
Why isn't it working?
We were too late.
The surfer continues his bumpy ride through the spiraling vortex.
I will no longer serve. This is the end. For us both.
The surfer flexes his muscles and bends his knees as he moves towards the flaming center of the vortex. He crouches low on the board and projects all his power into the vortex. His fists clenched, he stares ahead at the flaming center. He rises to his full height and stretches his arms out to his sides in the shape of a cruciform. White light emanates from him. The vortex implodes and ripples shoot out from the center. On the ground, the brightness of the white light disappears, leaving the city in almost total darkness. Flames burn sporadically. Ben sees the city's signs and lights coming back on. Wary citizens peep out from behind stalls and gaze up into the night sky. Ben glances all around as slowly the lights of office buildings come on. Reed's smile grows bigger when he sees Sue staring up at him. Sue looks up to the sky.
What'd I miss?
Reed laughs, as do Sue and Ben.
Hey!
He did it!
Great job, kid!
Whoa, whoa!
Ben slaps Johnny.
Hey, wait. I'm not changing.
Hey, that's right. Great. Okay. Now you're making me uncomfortable.
Johnny releases Ben from his bear hug. Sue, on her feet with her head resting on Reed's shoulder, glances across at her brother. Their eyes meet. They run to each other and hug. Reed exchanges hugs with Ben, then Johnny.
So I guess this is it. We all go our separate ways.
No.
No?
No.
No?
If it wasn't for the team, the whole world would be gone by now.
We can't run away from our responsibilities and the people we need to protect. This is who we are.
That's what I've been saying.
What about having a normal life? A family?
Who says you have to be normal to have a family?
Sue takes his arm.
So you're up for another media circus wedding? Fifth time's a charm.
No. I got a better idea.
A beautiful Japanese garden. Sue, carrying a bunch of red ferns, joins Reed. Ben is with Alicia, and Johnny with Captain Frankie Ray.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join Reed Richards and Sue Storm together in holy matrimony.
What is it?
Venice is sinking into the Adriatic.
Oh boy, that's a biggie.
Can we just skip to the end?
Yeah, the love these two share.
No, the very end.
Yeah, great. Yeah, the rings?
Oh.
They take them from Ben and slip them on. They turn to the minister.
Oh, yeah. I now pronounce you man and wife, and you may kiss the bride.
Reed does. Ben and Johnny smile.
Okay. We should get out of here.
Yeah.
Gotta go on.
Okay.
Ben kisses Alicia and follows the others to the Fantastico.
I have to throw the bouquet. Ready?
Frankie stands in front of the small crowd of Japanese women guests. Sue turns her back on them all and tosses the bouquet into the air.
Heads up, Johnny.
Johnny spots Frankie reaching up. The incinerated flowers fall at Frankie's feet. Sue glares at Johnny, as does Ben.
Sorry. Reflex.
Frankie shakes her head as Johnny and the others climb into the Fantastico. Rolling over the heads of the cheering guests, it soars into the air, leaving a vapor trail. It splits into its three sections and describes the figure four within a circle in the sky before disappearing from the onlooker's view. Directed by Tim Story, screenplay by Don Payne and Mark Frost, story by John Turman and Mark Frost, based on the Marvel comic book by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. Deep in the blackness of space, the Silver Surfer floats lifelessly. Close by is the board. The Surfer's closed eyes open and the board hurtles towards him. Produced by Bernd Eichinger, Avi Arad, Ralph Winter. Executive producers Chris Columbus, Mark Radcliffe, Michael Barnathan, Stan Lee, Kevin Feige. Director of photography Larry Blanford. Production designer Kirk M. Petrocelli. Edited by William Hoy, ACE, Peter S. Elliott. Co-producers Ross Fanger, Lee Cleary. Special makeup effects by Mike Elizalde. Music by John Ottman. Costume designer Mary Vogt. Canadian casting by Corinne Mayer, CSA, and Heike Brandstatter, CSA. US casting by Christian Kaplan, CSA. Unit production manager Ross Fanger. Unit production manager Stuart Bethune. First assistant director Lee Cleary. Second Assistant Director, David K. Arnold. Associate Producers, Alison Killeri, Stuart Bethune. Produced in association with Ingenious Film Partners. Made in association with Dune Entertainment, LLC. Casting, Reed Richards, Ewan Griffith. Sue Storm, Jessica Alba. Johnny Storm, Chris Evans. Ben Grimm, Michael Chiklis. Victor Von Doom, Julian McMahon. Alicia Masters, Kerry Washington. General Hager, Andre Brewer. Voice of the Silver Surfer, Lawrence Fishburne. Silver Surfer, Doug Jones. Captain Ray, Beau Garrett. Wedding Minister, Brian Posehn. Mr. Sherman, Rafke, Zach Grenier. Anchorwoman, Dawn Chubai. Anchorman, Chris Galis. Baxter Building Doorman, Kevin McNulty. Taylor, Andy Stahl. Hot Party Girl 1, Debbie Timmis. Hot Party Girl 2, Monica Delane. Hot Party Girl 3, Crystal Lowe. Club DJ, Chris Killeri. Dr. Jeff Wagner, Kenneth Welsh. Guard 1, Ben Ayers. Johnny's Wedding Date, Vanessa Manillo. New York Pedestrian, Alicia Thorgrimson. New York Teen Girl 1, Valerie Tian. New York Teen Girl 2, Giella Haddo. New York Teen Girl 3, Ali Costigan. Fan 4 Receptionist, Patricia Harris. Lieutenant, Gonzalo Menendez. Airline Woman, Suzanne Ristig. Entertainment Reporter, Juliana DePandy. Pub Owner, Malcolm Boddington. Gift Shop Kid, Cole Landells. Flower Girl, Cameron Cleary. Rejected Wedding Guest, Stan Lee. Wedding Planner, Silver Butler. Wedding Security, Mikasha Armstrong. Soundtrack available on Sony Classical. Songs, Tambourine, performed by Eve. Two-Step, performed by Clyde Carson. Physical, performed by Nicole Scherzinger, featuring Timbaland. You Could Be the One, performed by Julie Gros. Drama Queen, performed by Julie Gros and Sarah. Roland, performed by Classic. Quartet for Strings in C Major, Emperor, Allegro, written by Haydn. String Quartet No. 13 in A Minor, Rosamund and Dante, written by Schubert. Pachelbel Canon in D, written by Johann Pachelbel. Bridal Chorus, written by Richard Wagner. Move By Yourself, written and performed by Donovan Frankenreuter. Double Happiness, written and performed by Eric Darkin. Fantastic Proposal, written by John Ottman. Ride the Storm, performed by Simon Webb. Copyright 2007 20th Century Fox Film Corporation and Dune Entertainment LLC in all territories except Brazil, Italy, Japan, Korea and Spain. Copyright 2007 TCF Hungary Film Rights Exploitation Limited Liability Company, 20th Century Fox Film Corporation and Dune Entertainment LLC in Brazil, Italy, Japan, Korea and Spain. Ingenious Film Partners 2 LLP and Unmatched Service Inc. are the authors of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. The events, characters and firms depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead or to actual events or firms is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws, and any unauthorized duplication, distribution or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. ITFC subtitles and audio description. The describer was James O'Hara.